Hey, Matt Rothschild here on the Maggie Don Show. Maggie's off today, so it's been fun for me to be able to sit behind the mic and take your calls and interview these great candidates that the Democrats have here in Wisconsin to regain control of the legislature and also win a seat or two in Congress. I've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly coming up at 3:30, 3:35. Can't wait to talk to her. If you want to call in at 855-752-4842 and let me know what your reaction was to Kamala Harris's great speech last night or to anything concerning the Democratic National Convention, who you thought was best, if anything bothered you, why did it bother you? Happy to take your call. Happy to take your text. One thing that I appreciated was every night there were Republicans on, and we heard from Adam Kinzinger earlier. Yes, but I also was really taken by the former Trump White House press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, whose statement kind of got buried on Tuesday night or Monday night, whenever it was, because she spoke early. And she really had an important insight about Donald Trump's character that I want to share with our listeners, if you can roll that.
Absolutely.
I wasn't just a Trump supporter. I was a true believer. I was one of his closest advisors. The Trump family became my family. I spent Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's all at Mar-a-Lago. I saw him when the cameras were off. Behind closed doors, Trump mocks his supporters. He calls them basement dwellers. On a hospital visit one time when people were dying in the ICU, he was mad that the cameras were not watching him. He has no empathy, no morals, and no fidelity to the truth. He used to tell me, "It doesn't matter what you say, Stephanie. Say it enough and people will believe you." But it does matter. What you say matters. And what you don't say matters. On January 6th, I asked Melania if we could at least tweet that while peaceful protest is the right of every American, there's no place for lawlessness or violence. She replied with one word, no. I became the first senior staffer to resign that day. I couldn't be part of the insanity any longer. When I was press secretary, I got skewered for never holding a White House briefing. It's because, unlike my boss, I never wanted to stand at that podium and lie. Now here I am, behind a podium, advocating for a Democrat. And that's because I love my country more than my party. Kamala Harris tells the truth, she respects the American people, and she has my vote. Thank you.
So that was White House Press Secretary under Donald Trump, Stephanie Grisham, country over party.
Yeah.
Adam Kinzinger said the same thing. I liked her insights on Trump. Trump mocks his supporters. Trump mocks everybody.
Trump mocks absolutely everyone.
I mean,
the only one he can't stand any mockery of is himself.
I know. And so he must have hated the convention because of the Obamas Kinzinger, Stephanie Grisham. They all just totally nailed him. And also, you know, was it Jeffries who was saying he was like the boyfriend who, you know, can't say, you know, we broke up with him before. Why do we want to be with you again? So, you know, there was that. You know, this stressing of the fact that Trump has no empathy and no morals. I mean, we know that about Trump. We know that he's a pathological narcissist, but it was kind of eerie and fascinating and scary to hear it from someone who saw him so up close and personal. And the other thing about what she said, there was the hideous echo of Joseph Goebbels.
Yes.
When she said, Trump says it doesn't matter whether it's true or not, say it enough and people will believe you. Well, that's straight out of Joseph Goebbels's playbook. Joseph Goebbels, of course, the propagandist for Adolf Hitler.
Right, who created the Ministry for Truth and Enlightenment propaganda.
Yeah, I mean, he was the propaganda minister. And that, you know, so we know he's got no empathy, no morals, doesn't care about the truth. And is perfectly willing to tell his staff to lie and keep lying and keep lying because people are going to finally believe it. I mean, that's what he did when he said the election was rigged. That's why he kept saying it. He didn't care whether it was true or false, demonstrably false. He just kept saying it over and over again. And amazingly, I mean, he was right. A whole bunch of people believed it and still believe it, which is shocking to me.
Because the part that was important and that became important was, well, people have doubts. Well, of course, people have doubts. You've been screaming that the election was stolen. You said it so many times that it became true in part.
And then a lot of Republicans who were carrying on about the so-called rigged election just used that as an excuse. Well, a lot of my constituents have doubts about the election. Well, of course they do. They've been told it from on top. And so that's what we got with Donald Trump. I mean, the choice really... this time around, couldn't be clearer, as Adam Kinzinger pointed out. We have a liar. We have a narcissist. We have a pathological, selfish, callous person who mocks everybody, including people who are disabled, at the top, who's running on a pledge to become dictator on day one and even disregard the Constitution, who would be empowered by the U.S. Supreme Court and its outrageous decision on presidential immunity to do just about whatever he wanted with the military and with the Justice Department, with the FBI, with the CIA, with the IRS, and who has said he's going to put troops on our streets. And when he was in power, he wanted the military to go out there and kneecap Black Lives Matter protesters. That's who you have on one side. And on the other side, you have Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, experienced, decent, calm, steady, capable people who share our values about democracy. And that's why it's just as clear as can be. Can we go to Cindy from Appleton real quick in our last minute or two?
Cindy, you're on.
Hey, Matt. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Cindy.
I just want to say, I mean, the energy behind Kamala and Tim right now is great. If all these people that have packed these stadiums this last week come out to vote, I think we will be able to win. But my question is, how much is the Electoral College going to play into this? Because, I mean, we've had plenty of presidents win by popular vote but lose for the Electoral College, and I'm just wondering how that's going to play with this election.
Well, thanks, Cindy from Appleton, for that smart question. I think that's why there's just so much emphasis here in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Nevada and Arizona, these swing states. The swing states are going to make all the difference. That's why you, as a Wisconsinite and everyone listening, you have a lot of power this time around. Make sure you use your power. Make sure you vote. Make sure you bring three or four friends to vote and family members to vote. It's a crucial time to save our democracy and move us forward. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'll be right back with Dr. Kristen Lierley, running on the 8th Congressional District ballot.